to SER Breakfast here this morning. My name is Tess. I'm here until 9 o'clock when the daily does take over. I hope your Friday morning is shaping up absolutely beautifully. Now, why do kids lie? You know you did it as a kid, and no matter how adorable your own kids might be, you know that sometimes they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Well, we've got Dr. Penny Van Bergen, Senior Lecturer and Director at Macquarie University's Centre for Children's Learning in a Social World on the line to talk to us about why exactly kids do lie. Penny, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
So what age do we see that kids do first start lying to us?
Look, it's usually around age 2 to 4, and more often it's closer to 4. Children age 2 and 3 may start to tell the occasional lie, but around age 4 we really see an increase in kids lying.
And kids that young, they're not very good at it, let's be real.
No, they're not.
Is there an age when kids really can start to actually fool us?
It's a bit of a gradual process. So one of the reasons that kids aren't very good at lying initially is that although they've developed the cognitive capacity to lie, that is, they sort of understand that other people have different beliefs to them and they might be able to deceive other people, they have trouble keeping in mind all of the different elements of the lie. So they have trouble tracking it across time. They forget the parts they're supposed to remember. It's too big a memory load for them. And so they give themselves away really easily. Often they might actually have the evidence kind of there. So imagine, for example, the kid who's swearing that they didn't eat the chocolate cake, but they've got crumbs all over their face, that sort of thing. So it's sort of that gradual process as children start to learn about what other things other people might be looking for, and as their memory capacity develops, they're able to keep those different elements in mind.
And so, you know, as we do help our kids, you know, raise our kids, we sort of say, tell the truth, it's a big thing, you know, you don't lie. But all of them do it. Is it really a cause for concern?
In most cases, it's not. And in some ways, it's actually a cause for celebration, because what it does signify is that children have developed what we call a theory of mind, that is the awareness that others have that different knowledge and beliefs and understanding. And we know that that theory of mind is associated with empathy and it's associated with cooperation. So it comes with a lot of really good things at the same time. It also comes with the capacity to lie. So in and of itself, it's a good thing. Times that you might be worried, and they're much, much rarer than parents might expect, but where it clusters together with a whole heap of other symptoms, like persistently refusing to obey authority figures, consistently getting in trouble, consistently behaving in an antisocial manner, that's where you might perhaps ask a GP or a psychologist just to do an evaluation to sort of check things out. Or if you suspect that the lie might be covering up for other things, such as somebody who's very anxious or somebody who's being bullied, if you think maybe it's a cover because they're feeling embarrassed about that, then also something we want to know. But for the most part, it's not a cause for concern in and of itself.
And so for parents and teachers who are interacting with kids on a daily basis, what is the best way to deal with this?
One of the best things that you can do, and it's actually a little bit counterintuitive, but the research shows that where parents and teachers use very strong punishments, and the child may perhaps have a fear that they're going to get into a lot of trouble if they've done the wrong thing, then kids actually develop the ability to lie better and they report lying more frequently. So one of the best things we can do is not kind of, you know, increase the punishment each time, but talk to children in an open way about why they might be lying, what the benefits of telling the truth are, and what the outcomes of telling different lies might be. We can start to develop their moral skills, their emotion skills, and those are the sorts of things that are going to reduce their lying.
Well, Penny, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.